Next tonight, the mid-air security scare raising serious questions tonight. 4 hours into a Tokyo-bound flight from Los Angeles, the crew realizing a passenger had boarded the wrong plane, the pilot then turning around. Supermodel Chrissy Teigen with husband musician John Legend. You see them there on board. They live tweeted the entire episode. Passengers questioned back at LAX, and the FBI is now involved. Those travelers reticketed on a new flight that has just landed, and we're starting to hear from those passengers in Tokyo. But how did this mix-up happen in the first place? ABC senior national correspondent Matt Gutman is at LAX.
Tonight, the FBI is investigating how a pair of brothers with a single boarding pass got on flight 175 from Los Angeles to Tokyo. The mistake only detected 2,000 miles into the flight when a headcount revealed the extra passenger. You can see the flight's boomerang path leaving LAX at about noon and hooking right back to LAX, arriving just after 7:30. The All Nippon Airways flight sequestered in a secure part of the airport. They discovered that a pair of brothers with nearly identical names allegedly used the same boarding pass. One of them did have a legitimate ticket for flight 175, while the other had a real ticket to Tokyo also, but with a partner airline, United.
Thank you so much for taking me on this awesome vacation, babe.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
One of the passengers on board, a very bemused supermodel, Chrissy Teigen. She was traveling with her husband, John Legend, tweeting, "Why did we all get punished for this one person's mistake? Why not just land in Tokyo and send the other person back? How is this the better idea, you ask?" We all have the same questions. The airline partially answering that question in a statement today. As part of the airline security procedure, the pilot in command decided to return to the originating airport where the passenger was disembarked. Ultimately, it would cost passengers an extra 8 hours in the air and a total delay of over 15 hours.
Well, mostly tired and pretty angry.
Pretty angry. All right, let's get right out to Matt Gutman. Matt, you mentioned those two brothers at the center of this mix-up. What's their status and are they to blame?
Well, they're certainly to blame, but the FBI, Tom, hasn't yet decided whether or not to press charges. But also facing stiff questions will be the airline. Namely, how did it allow a passenger with a duplicate boarding card to get on board? And why wasn't an accurate headcount made until after the flight was well underway? ANA could face some significant fines, Tom.
All important questions still unanswered. All right, Matt, thanks so much.